As some of you know, this year at the synagogue we are inaugurating a wonderful and new program enabling children with special needs to study for and eventually to participate in a bar or bat mitzvah. We're very proud of this, and it is made possible by our partnership with Vista Del Mar, and in particular by the gifts and wisdom of Rabbi Jackie Redner, who is available, fortunately, on this Shabbat to address us for a few minutes about her experiences, and it is my great pleasure to call her to the pulpit at this time. Rabbi Redner.
Hi, Shabbat Shalom, everybody, and Mazel Tov to the Bat Mitzvah and her family. This month of February is Jewish Disabilities Awareness Month. The Federation this year calls it I Am Inclusion Awareness Month. And so I want to speak with you for just a few moments about this morning. Normally I would stand behind there because I'm much more comfortable and speak in from something I had written. But I feel like, you know, if you're a person that has special needs, you're so exposed. Everybody sees what's going on with you at every moment. If you're seen. So, one of the biggest challenges that my students have taught me, who have disabilities, particularly autism, which is what I'm most familiar with because it's so common, is that the biggest challenge for them is not the disability itself, but is the communal response to the disability, the imposed shame, invisibility, the lack of celebration of these kids by the community, by a full community. We are taught in Judaism that we are created in God's image. In that way, we are all perfect in essence. And it's not for us to decide which of our children is created in God's image and which one is not. All of our children are created in God's image. The thing I'd like to share today that I would like to leave you with is every child needs to be celebrated, not just for their intellectual achievements, which some have and some don't. Not everybody can. But for the goodness of their heart, for the spirit, and for the light that resides in them. This is hard as a Jewish community because we're so used to celebrating achievement. But just think, someone whose child struggles brushing teeth is talking with a parent that says, "Oh, my child just got into Harvard. How wonderful. My child is learned how to brush his teeth." It's the efforts that need to be celebrated. The efforts and the awareness that we as a community can bring to this. To celebrate our children, you did a beautiful job today, but I celebrate you because I can see you have so much light in you. And I could tell you worked really hard to do what you were doing today. And it's the light that you have in you that will spread. And that's what makes you special, not what you did. And if we can begin to give this to our children, because they're watching us. They're watching us every time we turn away, every time we make invisible, every time we cringe, every time we shoot back a look because a child screams out. They're watching us. They're watching our discomfort. And they're learning that they should be uncomfortable. And I really believe part of what makes us uncomfortable is the sheer nakedness of a child with special needs. We're all covered up. We're able to, you know, if I wasn't out here, if I could be behind there, you would see I wasn't at all nervous and I wasn't this and that. But I'm here. That's the same for them. And it's our discomfort with seeing the nakedness of that in front of us. The exposure to it. We're afraid. And so what we need to do is to look beyond the disability into that which binds us all, and that is the light of God that we hold within us. We must look to that in each and every person in our community and celebrate that. It is not up to us to decide who is created in God's image and who is not. All of our children in this community need to be celebrated fully and embraced for the gifts that they have. And furthermore, one final thought, and that is that, you know, when any group is marginalized, meaning when any group is set aside, whether it's the Jews or the blacks or whoever it may be in a given day, it's the majority community that misses out. It's our loss. Because I have never worked with more exquisite children than I have with my kids with autism and other special needs. Never has my heart been more expanded or more touched. We lose out by thinking that this reality that we're in is it. It's not. It's grander. Many of these children see auras and lights and trees, and they see the world also as it is. We're not the only ones that see it as it is. It's bigger than that. And I just want to remind you, always assume intelligence. Assume that the person in front of you, no matter what they look like, understands what you're saying. We know now that autism is more of an output problem, not an input. So maybe I want to reach this, but I'm going to reach up here and pull something instead. Assume intelligence, assume wholeness, assume perfection, and reach beyond your fear and say, "Hi, it is great to see you. I am so glad you're here. Whatever you do today is okay." Thank you so much, Sinai Temple, for the privilege of being here within your walls and in your glorious, glorious, light-filled community. It is such a privilege and a pleasure to be here, and I thank you all, and I wish you all a Shabbat Shalom and a beautiful day and a beautiful life filled with light and seeing the light in everyone. Thank you.